Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I mentioned the defense doesn't look good in a lot of the reasons because the players, they don't have good players. Well, on offense, they're not even relying on their good players. George Kittle had one target last night.
Right.
What in God's name are you doing? He is your best player. He is the best tight end in the NFL, and you just don't throw him the ball? Like, what are you doing in a game like that where it's hard to get footing, it's hard to tackle, it's hard to get leverage? Mm-hmm. Throw him a couple screen passes. Just get the ball right in his hands. I don't understand why they refuse to get the ball in George Kittle's hands. It doesn't make any sense to me. And kick returner Deebo Samuel, glad he had some good kick returns. I know he fumbled one of them, but I'm glad he's been breaking kick returns because he doesn't do shit on offense.
Right.
So yeah. I guess he's a $23 million kick returner right now. But it's frustrating. They don't have the good players on defense. And on offense, they do still have some good players, but they're either old and not performing or they're not getting them the ball. And I love Juwan Jennings. And Juwan Jennings has had a great season. But your offense cannot flow through Juwan Jennings. It can't. Now, when you have guys like George Kittle out there, and again, Juwan Jennings, we love the guy. He is a gritty good player. He's playing phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not Justin Jefferson out there.
Right.
You know, he doesn't have game-breaking speed. And you watched them last night, the Bills defense. They were daring the Niners. Try to throw it downfield. Go ahead. Niners either couldn't or wouldn't do it. And I know Purdy's definitely hurt. That's another thing. If the Niners are done, if the Niners lose this week and Purdy's shoulder is really barking and it doesn't look like he's healthy to me, shut him down too, man. Like why push it through and make that worse and you're out of it? Now, they can't do that because 9-8 might still win this division. As bleak as things sound, if the Niners beat the Bears, if they beat the Rams, if they beat the Cardinals, and there's one other team, forgetting.
It's got to be Miami or Detroit.
Miami, if they beat the Dolphins, all winnable games, they're 9-8 with the loss to Detroit. And that may win the NFC West. It really might. So as much as we're like shut things down and it's frustrating, you kind of can't shut it down until you have to shut it down, right? They got to keep pushing forward. But
and I mean, here's the thing. Like you said, they're winnable games, but McCaffrey, IR, Mason, IR. So now your lead back is Isaac Garendo, who you haven't really trusted very much all season. Now he's your lead back. And also Patrick Taylor Jr., I think, is still on the team. I don't know.
He'll probably be the backup.
I think Matt Breida's available. I wouldn't be surprised if they gave him a call. He knows the system and has performed well in it in the past. But your running game is not going to be what you can rely on now. So if Purdy's shoulder is really ailing him, you also can't rely on him to throw the ball. So like, where is your offense? Like, where are you finding offense? And I don't know that answer. I don't know that answer because, and on top of that, last Sunday, it came out today, last Sunday, another 49er lost a child. Trent Williams' wife gave birth to a 35-week-old stillborn daughter, I believe. So he's dealing with that along with being 36 and injured. No idea what's going on with Bosa. Fred Warner's playing on a broken ankle. He probably should be shut down. Like, you're right. 9-8 could win this division, but at what cost? At what cost, and what does it accomplish?
Mm-hmm.
What does it accomplish?
In the playoffs,
right? Because would be. there's no team in the NFC right now that 49er team can beat. That's going to be a playoff team. We're talking Lions, Packers, Vikings, Eagles, probably Bucks,
mm-hmm.
right? But if the 49ers win the West, I mean, the Bucks could win the South at 9-8, right? And they would have the tiebreaker there. But
right.
They're either, if they win the West, they're the 3 or the 4 seed. So if they are the 3 seed, they would play either the Packers or the Vikings. If they're the 4 seed, they would play either the Packers or the Vikings. Both those teams kicked the shit out of the 49ers this mm-hmm. season.
And,
so,
and listening to, they've played playoff teams the last 2 weeks, and they've gotten annihilated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. embarrassing. Not a scrappy team that was.
They haven't beat a winning team yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, whole season, and they don't look like a scrappy team that's beat up and just can't compete because of injuries. They look like a team that's not very good,
disinterested.
They look like they're when the chips get down, you know, a team that came back by how much in the NFC Championship game just a few months
right.
ago,
right?
They didn't give up; they came back. Yeah. But this team, this iteration of the team, it looks like when things go bad or things start to get tight at the end of games, they just fall apart. And what makes me worried about this team is you said, all right, at what cost, shut it down. What are we coming back to next year? At what point do we have to say, what is this next window? And a lot of people are starting to turn on Purdy right now from what I've seen and heard. Yeah. And I listened to some things today. And again, I didn't think he played awful. I didn't think he played good. But the guy's got a bum shoulder. So if we're going to go out there and be like, well, this guy's injured. Well, I know, but he's injured. Well, Purdy's injured right now. And Purdy did play well earlier in the seasons. But if he's dealing with a shoulder issue, you know, you have to take that into account. Now, moving forward, are you going to pay him $60 million a year?
This is now the question of the 49ers moving forward.
I agree. And I think that's the question now that is everyone should be talking about. And it's all we should be talking about. And there has to be a real plan for what they're going to do, because if they pay him $60 million a year and you have Bosa making what he's making and Ayuk has a huge contract and Warner has a huge contract, Williams has a huge contract, Lenore's got a big contract. So you're very, very top heavy, which they are right now. And you're already seeing it right now. They're top heavy and their depth and everything else is not good enough at all. So if you move forward and you're paying Purdy that, then you're going to have less of the Warners and Williams mm-hmm. as time goes on, as those guys get older and those contracts go away. They're not good enough. And I know, well, they already built it up. They can do it again. one of the reasons that they've been so good is they haven't had to pay a quarterback yet, really. I mean, Garoppolo made a lot of money, but like it wasn't crippling by any stretch of the imagination. And then they've been able to build things around Purdy. So if you're going to pay him $60 million, I don't think that they're good enough to do that. As much as I like Purdy and as much as I want him to stay, I feel like if they do that kind of contract with the way they're currently constructed and the way it looks like things are happening moving forward, they're going to be mid for a while, if even mid.
Yeah. Well, and they paid Garoppolo when they didn't have any other superstars on the team, right? Like he was the only guy that they were paying because everybody else was
first year, their first contract,
rookie. Right. Like So, you're right. They really haven't had to experience the expensive quarterback experience that a lot of teams have to endure. But here's the thing. Like, I really like Brock Purdy, and I think there are a lot of aspects of his game that are elite, but I think there are aspects of his game that are way below elite. Arm strength, arm talent,
bad weather.
And here's the thing. We have yet to see Brock Purdy play well in bad weather. Now, they're a West Coast team. How often are they going to be playing in bad weather? Probably not very often. But what is the most likely, or when is the most likely time that you will have to play in bad weather? The postseason, right? That's a problem. The guy can't throw a ball when it's wet. The guy can't throw a ball when it's cold. Every time that there's a game in the elements, there's at least one of those plays that we had where he tries to throw the ball and it just boom,
that
comes out of his hands. Right. And that's a big concern to me. Rightfully or not, like maybe I'm an idiot for that being a concern, but that's a concern for me. Here's the other thing that I don't feel like Brock Purdy has shown the ability to do. And that is elevate the offense when all of the playmakers aren't in there. Right. He hasn't shown that. And that is what you have to do if you are going to take up $60 million in cap space. And like somebody tweeted this out earlier today, and I didn't realize this. And it was a big woof for me. The 49ers, since Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and Lamar Jackson have come into this league, the 49ers have played them 9 times and they're 0-9. They're 0-9. They have never beaten Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, or Lamar Jackson. That's an indictment. That's why.
Wow.
Those are the 3 best quarterbacks in the NFL, right? Like there's no argument there, right? I don't think there's any argument that those are the 3 best quarterbacks in the NFL.